Hey, and welcome back to another episode of the Jabailey Podcast with Alex Jabailey. It's been a couple weeks since the last episodes, and the last ones are actually a lot of fun. I started doing live video recordings on my twitch.tv/CEO Gaming channel, and first one we did with the Brawlhalla esports director, Foda, who I've run a lot of events with at DreamHack and CEO together, and Brawlhalla just continues to kill it. And then we did a Killer Instinct one, the DMC 3v3 crew, community members that have been hosting these team tournaments. And kind of took a break for the last couple of weeks. It's actually been super busy for me in a really good way. Like, it's been a year since I did CEO Dreamland. And, you know, that feels like a lifetime ago having to run that. The weekend Disney World shuts down, the whole world starts to shut down, and I'm stuck running an event because I can't just cancel it without literally bankrupting CEO. And the hotel's like, well, the state's open. So anyways, that's a memory in the past. The community helped me get through that, you know, gave out a lot of refunds. End of the year, pretty much only lost a little bit of money with CEO. So I got a refund this year. Yay! Filed all my taxes. Shout outs to my accountant, Alex, who's amazing. And so on the personal side, you know, last couple of weeks been just really hitting it hard. I cleaned up my home gym and been pretty much keeping healthy because I feel like at any moment things could be kind of back to normal. And it's just Florida has pretty much been acting like it's normal. And it's just been kind of crazy. So took a couple weeks to focus on some DreamHack projects I've been working on that we'll be announcing in April. I'm really looking forward to for this year. Figuring out what to do with the future CEO I'll talk about. And then the first big topic I'm going to talk about after I kind of go through the last couple weeks is Evo being acquired by Sony and a company called Endeavor to help them out in the future, which I think is actually really positive for the scene. You know, if you're grassroots, you're like, what does this mean? It's a sellout. You know, if you're an organizer like me that is on both sides of the coin, working in official esports and running, you know, CEO, one of the largest community events that is pretty much put on by the community and also through a lot of big companies with their official pro tours. So it's kind of only a matter of time. But, you know, I've been streaming a lot more on Twitch. I'm up to over 150 subs. Have a friend, Ash, who's been giving out a lot of gifted subs to help grow the channel. And, you know, it's just been great. So I'm actually working with Kip Sabian's brother, Ben, who's based out of London, who's an amazing artist who I gave him every piece of CEO information I could from over the years. And then kind of my identity, you know, because I like too many different things. I like comics. I like fighting games, which is my, you know, my world. I love working out. I love world travel. I like collecting. So I'm like, see if you can put that all into one theme for me. So we're going to see how that turns out with a couple weeks or so. And, you know, that and then Mortal Kombat movie. You know, Mortal Kombat is one of my favorite franchises of all time. I watched the very first movie in the theaters the day before my 13th birthday with my older sister. We'll never forget the theme song, the movie, the fight scenes. And then in the last couple of weeks, they brought out the trailer and it looks badass. And it's, you know, not exciting because you'd be excited to go watch it at the movie theater with your fighting game friends. But it'll be on HBO Max. And speaking of HBO Max, you know, they basically are releasing stuff in theaters for people who decide to go and then also at home. And I literally Friday night spent 4 hours watching the Zack Snyder's Justice League. Zack Snyder actually directed one of my favorite movies that I cosplayed as 300 and has done other stuff. But I actually really enjoyed it. A lot of people are like, 4 hours? That 4 hours went really fast. He kind of really expanded on the story, changed things up graphically. I loved it. I actually thought I loved it, but I also hate the fact that it's a tease for the future of the, you know, DC universe compared to Marvel. Because once a Marvel movie's done, you're like, what's next? And you know something special is coming next, like WandaVision and now Falcon and the Winter Soldier. But with the DCEU, it's like, well, that was pretty much the culmination of everything for those characters, Wonder Woman, Flash, a Cyborg who expanded his story. So it's just like, well, what's next? And he teased the Injustice storyline where basically Lois Lane dies. And this is not a spoiler. it's a pretty much big comic book story. Lois Lane dies and Superman gets pissed. And bad guys switch over to Batman's side. And he's got to defend the world from Superman, who's basically becomes a dictator of the world. And he's just pissed. And they tease that with Jared Leto's Joker, who, God, it's just so bad. It's overacting. It's, I don't know. He's such a good actor, but he just doesn't fit that role, in my opinion. But the movie itself was awesome. He switched up to a 4x3 screen, which lets you see more. It had higher quality. You get used to it right away. So kind of excited, but it was just a great superhero movie, a superhero team movie. like the Avengers, but it doesn't lead to anything. So we'll see what happens in the future. DC, I know Wonder Woman 1984 came out. A lot of people were disappointed. I really liked Aquaman. I thought it was great. So, but end of the day, Marvel never, ever disappoints you. So DC, I love DC. Batman's one of my favorite characters ever. I really liked Ben Affleck's Batman, to be honest with you. I think he does great, especially as the older version and his suit and everything. But looking forward to the Robert Pattinson, I believe, the guy from Twilight, his version of Batman, which will be the early years of Batman. So we will see how that goes. I just can't wait for movies to be back in the swing of things. We're still missing out on like Black Widow. So I could probably do an entire podcast about comic books and all that. So who knows? Maybe I'll have some podcast spinoffs in the future. But that's pretty much it on my side. Went to dinner with my family yesterday, caught up with everybody. I fortunately have been vaccinated with the first shot of Moderna. You know, seeing everything, reading everything, social media, Facebook is just the worst. There's a lot of, you know, it's your decision to do what you want with your body. I will never tell anybody, go do this, go do that. But a lot of anti-vaxxers, and especially people I know around my age, not my gaming friends and stuff. And, you know, I got the shot, Moderna. And the reason I got it kind of early, obviously, because I'm a healthy 38-year-old, thank God. And my friend is a pharmacist tech at Publix. And he goes, hey, every night we have a couple extra doses that we don't want to go to waste. And we call up our friends and family. Shout outs to you, Danny. Thank you. I know he actually likes being called out and appreciate it. He's actually been very helpful at a lot of CEO events over the years. And he's a huge Smash player and he's part of that community. But he hit me up. He's like, hey, I have a dose. You just have to drive out to the Publix when I get the go ahead. And I took 50 minutes to drive out to St. Cloud area, got the shot. Didn't even know she put the needle in my arm, because they kind of like squeeze your muscle out of like your near right below your shoulder on your arm. And if you know me, I have really big arms. So I didn't feel a thing. I'm like, wait, did you already do it? Like, so it went by. The next day, I felt just a tiny like tender soreness when I would touch it, but it wasn't anything that like changed my day up. Now I hear the second shot is going to be nuts and you might like get kind of a cold or flu for a couple days. So I think that April 16th, I'm supposed to be getting that second shot. I just wanted to get out of the way because I know a lot of people look towards me and, you know, the future of events, and, you know, the sooner everybody gets it or the mass majority gets, you know, herd immunity through the vaccination, the sooner we get out of this freaking mess. And then, you know, seeing news like UFC is going to do a full crowd in Jacksonville, where I go to a lot of the AEW shows, but AEW is outdoors and I feel very comfortable going there and they test all of us. So when, you know, Dana White of UFC goes full crowd, guys, like without even saying any social distancing, and like makes you wonder. So we'll see how that turns out. You know, the Super Bowl happened and not, you know, there was no huge outbreaks or anything. Obviously it's still a big deal. Spring break is happening now and they had to put a curfew on South Beach because too many people are just out there partying. So still do my due diligence. I pretty much only leave the house for the gym or groceries. Haven't gone to any bars or anything. I've been to a couple like outdoor restaurants, on dinner dates and stuff. But been kind of staying home, and now that I have the vaccine, I kind of want to lay low until I get the second shot and be good to go. So, you know, that's pretty much what's going on my end. Evo, right? So Evo has been acquired by Sony and a couple other basically investors behind the scenes. And, you know, to be straight up, people right away, I'm getting DMs like, hey, did you hear about Evo? What's going to happen to CEO, or what's going to happen to Evo and the community? And I'm just like, oh God, I might as well just talk about this, you know, because in the past, you know, you don't really, I don't really discuss other events anymore. I've had a situation in the past where I spoke my feelings as an attendee at an event, and that just kind of blew things up, if any of you know what I'm referring to. And people still pick at me for it to this day. And I've moved on, and I want everyone to succeed in the future. But Evo, I've actually gone to Las Vegas about 10 times to support Evo. And I've personally, as a player, have always had a great experience. I understand what it is. It is the world's largest fighting game tournament. And to run the world's largest fighting game tournament, it's not cheap. They have so much staff. They have so many inner workings that go behind the scenes into that event. It's inspired me over the years. It's helped me grow CEO. A lot of my staff works staffing at Evo, and vice versa. And, you know, to see this, I'm like, why didn't this happen kind of sooner? You know, Sony is actually, PlayStation has sponsored Evo before. And my honest opinion is, people ask, like, what does this mean? I'm like, I think this is good things. It will only open the doors. You know, I've actually already been hit up by companies about like, hey, how's CEO doing and stuff, you know, weighing options. So we'll see what turns out there. But, you know, Evo has always just had to kind of, it's been forced to become into a all-in-one industry type event for fighting games. But at the core, it's still a really, really big tournament. And so you need sponsors to help put that on. And, you know, PlayStation in the last couple of years, guys, PlayStation 4 has been the ultimate fighting game machine, hands down. Everyone says switch to PC. That's a whole nother topic. Like, try running a 1,000-person tournament on PC where everyone's got different drivers and all, and you just hear the Windows like every time they disconnect a controller. Like, it's just not going to work. Console is always a standardized thing. So if you look back at like last Evo, the live one in 2019, you know, pretty much 90% of the games were on PlayStation, minus Smash, which is Nintendo, and Killer Instinct wasn't there that year. So pretty much you only had Smash and Nintendo. And so obviously when this announcement had gone out, instantly when people saw Sony, PlayStation, like, well, goodbye Smash, that's not going to be there. And then Mark Mann, one of the biz guys behind the scenes and a good friend, was like, we're still open to other platforms, which basically means, as it has for the last couple of years, you know, Evo has needed approval from these companies to host their games because they're so big. And CEO has kind of turned into that as well. Like, I actually have relationships with every developer to be like, hey, I want to host your game. Is there a new process? You know, that time has already been here for a couple of years. And so obviously with last year, Evo losing one of their owners I'm sure you guys know the situation, and being removed from the team, the Cannons, who I've always respected and looked up to, and the early years of CEO, when I would go out there, would give me advice. I'd call them about like bigger brackets. They always reassured me on, you know, the community was always there for you. And they're busy. They're working on the Riot fighting game. They have families. Doing this for 25 years can take its toll. But at some point, a changing of the guard has to happen. And I kind of really look forward to what this means for a lot of the other organizers that are a part of the Evo community system. And a lot of our production teams are the same teams that work on that. So again, I'm looking forward to the future. Now, does any of this mean anything right now? I don't think so. We got to see what changes when an actual live event, hopefully in 2022 happens. And I'm excited for Evo Online. I'm going to compete. I've been playing a ton of Street Fighter V lately, and they're going to do 2 weekends of online tournaments, which, you know, they were going to do it last year. Then they had to cancel after the removal of one of their top guys. And people, you know, were sad that it wasn't even online. I'm sure the staff was ecstatic because, you know, it's just running these 1,000-man brackets online can be a headache if you're not really, really prepared or have enough manpower to deal with like the Discord chats and DQs and all that. So, me personally, I'm excited for the future of Evo and what they've done. I'm more than ever excited for CEO and what I can continue to do to grow it. I will always be at the top of CEO. I can never give it up, to be honest with you. It's my whole life. It's my passion. I love, love, love doing it. And especially after COVID, having an entire year off and being stuck at home and not being able to do my events, even though I've done like CEO Online and, DreamHack Community Clash every Tuesday night on DreamHack Fighters. That's another thing. I've actually used to stream it on my channel because of the bigger viewership and following, but I want to build up the DreamHack Fighters channel. So I've been working with their overlays and producing these Tuesday night tournaments at 7 p.m. Eastern. And this coming week is going to be Super Turbo, the original Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo. And it's been fun to build a channel pretty much that hasn't been used since our last live event in January 2020. And it's been getting good viewership because people are specifically there to come watch tournaments. And that's helping me learn more on the streaming side and producing out of the same desk I'm doing this podcast right now and having fun with it and picking out commentators from the community that are at home to get, you know, people by until events happen, live events happen again. But I'm looking forward to Evo Online. I think developers are going to still keep Evo in check and a lot of us in check because, again, without these fighting games made by these companies, we don't have our events. You know, end of the day, like CEO is a brand and it's a brand I'm very proud of. I wish I've done more and I'm going to start doing more of the YouTube channel and obviously the Twitch and stuff. But end of the day, without their games, like CEO could just be not destroyed, but I would have to come up with new ideas and work on different games. But for now, they support us. You know, Capcom Pro Tour just announced another online event for this year and I'm probably going to enter it. You know, I haven't really, I'm going to be catching up with them soon, but without live events to support, you know, they've just been doing their thing with online events and I think they're killing it. And so in Tekken World Tour, just announced Lydia, a Polish character that looked kind of like Wing Chun and some other stuff. So very cool to see new character and music be brought back from the beach stage. And so fighting games right now are, it's exciting like that, you know, after my year off, now I'm just ready and I'm seeing all this news coming out and what's going on. And the biggest loser out of this, I think, is Xbox. I swear by Xbox Game Pass. I just got the EA Pass, which for some reason I can't play the games on my computer because it uses my old Iron Galaxy email, which I used for some reason at one point. And so I'm waiting for EA to get back to you like, oh, here, switch it over to your CEO Gaming so I can just use a proper account with an email connected rather than just some old account I can't get into. But Xbox, like Killer Instinct was only ever their biggest fighting game on there. And they got Tekken and some other games. But PlayStation's always dominated that space. And what does this mean for Xbox? Unless they have something big and exclusive coming out, like just they're a home console and that's it. They're not a fighting game console. So PlayStation, I think, came in at the right time. Who knows the finances? I don't even think about that, of what it means to acquire something as big as Evo. You know, I can only speak to my own and, you know, so, and you know, when you sell a business, this is just in general, if you have a business, and I learned this from my brother-in-law, who's very, business oriented, like if you want to sell your business, think about how much money it's been generating for like 5 years. And that's what you would sell it at. And never sell or buy into anything based on potential, based on the numbers and the facts, which I've never been a numbers guy. I just been a passion guy and the rest comes with it, you know? So, but it sucked having the year off. Did not suck getting a dog. It's been a year about with Tifa. She's been doing amazing. I now walk her my public backyard off leash completely, and she does not run away anymore. She still doesn't 100% come on command, but if I kind of just stand by there, you know, up tall and stuff, she comes back when she's ready to go inside. And if I see other people's dogs or anything, I'll leash her up right away and such. But it's been a really good feeling to not have to leash her up and just open the door and she goes out, does her thing. And then we walk around a little bit and come back inside. So that's a really good feeling, especially with a rescue and a scent dog that will run at the nearest sight or a smell of any food kind. But last thing on Evo, you know, a lot of people were like, is this going to ruin Grassroots? And like, it's already been, and not in a bad way, just a big event for the community, but also bringing in all sorts of developers and supporters and all that. So, I look forward to it. You know, I wasn't going to go to Evo the 1 year. I was going to take a break and go overseas to Lebanon and then COVID happened, but I will definitely go to the next one when it does happen. Cause I love seeing the community. And that's an event where I also get to network and developers like, hey, are you coming out to Evo? And I have meetings, but I also get to be a player first and foremost and have fun and, you know, enter brackets and then play people that haven't been to a CEO event, but they know who I am and they get nervous playing me, which is pretty funny. I've made it out of a lot of pools over the years at Evo. I made it, my favorite memory in recent memory was Tekken 7, where I made it out of my pool in Tekken while Harada and Michael Murray, the producers of the game, were watching and they couldn't believe that I was winning. And I would just get off stage like, what's up? They're like, huh? Like, it was little moments like that are really what make me happy and enjoy. And still having my fighting game roots to always be good at any game I play if I put the time into it. So, but Street Fighter V Ryu, that's all I've been playing. Really excited about that. Yeah, Evo, congrats to them. I know behind the scenes, this is a big deal. We'll see what it means for everybody else involved at the, you know, not at the top level, how the events are run. Is Sony going to be a huge, proponent of it? Are they going to, you know, force only Sony games? I highly doubt that. That would take away from Evo. And I know the canons are smarter than that. I'm pretty sure it's still going to be run the way you've seen it. They're just going to get bigger sponsors and bigger development and become a really kind of like the E3 of fighting games, in my opinion, which is going to be great for fans that want to know what's next all the time and stay in the loop. So looking forward to that. And, you know, already PlayStation does a lot of online tournaments with Mortal Kombat League and BlazBlue and Unist and all these anime games. So natural progression, guys. You got to grow with the times and be progressive and understand that if you succeed at something, all eyes are going to be on you and they're going to come in and either take it from you or they're going to help you. And it just depends on what side of the coin you're on. So with that, I just read some news that PlayStation 3 and the PlayStation Portable stores are going to be shutting down in July, which basically means no more buying content for those consoles. They won't be supported. And Sony really wants you on PS4 and PS5. And the bad news is you still can't get a freaking PS5. I've had one since day one. Thank you. And people always like, how'd you get it? I'm like, because I'm a bigger fan and gamer than you. I know what I'm if I want something, I'm going to get it because I'm a bigger fanboy than you. But, you know, so hopefully new systems come out. Final Fantasy Remake's getting an update for PS5 with better graphics and fidelity. So I'm excited for that. But yeah, that's kind of big news to just see what's happening. And then Xbox is continuing to just bring back every single generation of Xbox all on one system with Series X. And I play it, you know, I jump through some games, but then I switch right back to my PlayStation to play exclusives and such. So final topic for today. I want to keep this under 30 minutes. And as always, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to the podcast. We've been averaging about 100 viewers of a podcast. That's really awesome. So thank you, as always, for listening. And, you know, soon I want to do more live interviews and stuff, just kind of get my schedule in check. And once I have these overlays done for Twitch, I'm going to have like a real schedule where like Monday podcast, Tuesday stream, Wednesday new YouTube review. Oh, I'm getting the most amazing Sentinel statue today. I've waited almost 2 years for, and that's going to be probably my next review. And then it's all downhill from there. But, and I've been buying some like tiny arcade cabinets with all the games built inside I'll be reviewing, but, you know, I'm really enjoying doing the content creation. Just sometimes I get pulled away to do a bunch of other stuff, but I'm going to be diving in even more because it's kind of making a little bit of a source of revenue for me to keep me going and succeed. And, you know, I'm a very goal oriented guy. When I have a realistic goal, I never set goals that I can't achieve. You know, but when I really want a goal, I go all in. All I want, I'm 38 years old. I just want a bigger house with a backyard for the dog, put all my gaming stuff in just one big stream room and, you know, produce content out of there and then have the rest of the house be normal. So maybe I can settle down. But by my 40th birthday, which is August 2022, I want to hopefully buy a house. The market is crazy high right now because the demand is there and the interest rates are so damn low. So it's kind of crazy out there. So we'll see. I'm going to keep my eye out. You know, my townhouse, I've been here for almost 13 years now. Still love it, but because of the dog, I would love to just have a bigger backyard and a little bit more space. So, but CEO, so that's been a big question. Obviously, CEO is always been happening the end of June. I've not officially said it, but I've said it through tweets that June is officially off the books, which last year is going to be in Orlando for a year. This and then COVID happened. And then this year is going to be Daytona Beach, Florida, back at the Ocean Center where we did Fighter Fest and huge venue, great staff to work with. One of the easiest convention centers I've ever worked with, especially working on the side of DreamHacks and all these other events. And, you know, for June, just it's not going to happen. Even if people are vaccinated, it's still going to be just cutting it way too close and not something I want to do. So we're going to see what happens for the rest of the year. And my idea I tweeted about is June's off. I wanted to make like a funny presidential seal video or something. I got to work on that. And so June's off. But right now, and what happened was for any other TOs that listen to this, basically just wrapping a contract around and adding an extra year. So I signed a 4-year deal to Daytona. No regrets because again, Orlando is just way too expensive for until I can build up enough revenue to take a bigger risk. And I know people would show up to Orlando or Disney World or wherever I want to go, which I was already looking at venues right before COVID happened, was ready to put something together for 2025 and then COVID. You know, so Daytona was like, we get it. You know, we're actually doing other events, but they're socially distanced. Gaming would be a lot harder. And they're like, you know, we don't see you as a contract. We see you as a partnership. And so that made me feel really good. Obviously, I have the power of CEO bringing a lot of business to that city and things have been really getting cleaned up over there. So that's all I'm going to say there. And I look forward to going back to Daytona. I really have a good time out there. And, you know, majority of the attendees had a great time. The space is great. Food options are going to be even bigger next time. And so just adding a year to 2025 and with, you know, the Wyndham in Orlando where I do CEO, that's one contract because the venue is in the hotel. I have to do two separate contracts and make sure that the dates line up with the Hilton, which is the big hotel, and then the Ocean Center in Daytona, and they both work together with me to get this updated addendum and contract. And so 2025 will be there. What happens after that year? Who knows? You know, I just want to get back to the first year of events and take it year by year. But the Wyndham, we did Dreamland last year. I did not have another Dreamland signed up until that one was over. And then COVID obviously made it really not good. And Seotaku, which is my anime event, which we hit 2,000 attendees in its fifth year for the non-Street Fighters, the non-Tekkens, the non-Smashes, just anime games. And Guilty Gear Strive is about to release with amazing netcode, and it's going to be huge. And I have that date set for the end of September. The year went by fast. The next 6 months to September is also going to go by really fast. So I've already been negotiating with the Wyndham to figure out if I can take that September event, move it to December, change the name just for 1 year, still include as many anime games as possible to support that scene and some of the bigger titles without any pro tours and just be all based on community. And my goal is to just bring Florida together with a good event. And if people come from out of state, we'll be ready for you, I just don't want to take any risks in case COVID somehow gets worse or the vaccination plan goes wrong. So I'm kind of waiting it out with them, but I think that's going to be the right play. Like I, in my heart, feel really confident that if I move to December, it could be huge if there's no other major FGC events happening, since everything's already kind of shifted online. And so we're going to see how that goes. Obviously I've been looking at names like CO Rebirth, shout outs to War Champ, who named Seotaku based on anime, to CEO Kazemi, which is basically a wake up options when you're in a fighting game, when your character is knocked down, or the opponent's character is knocked down and you're about to attack them as they get up. You know, Oki is a big term in the FGC. So that would be funny, but it's too like on the nose hardcore that the casuals wouldn't understand. But the hope is we'll see how the next couple weeks or months go with vaccinations going out everywhere. I mean, everything's kind of looking positive. I'm seeing so many Instagram and Facebook stories of people just going out like it's normal and everything's back to normal, and just they understand the risks. And, you know, as soon as I get vaccinated, I'm still going to be respectful, always wear my mask when I'm out, unless I'm sitting down alone or at restaurants, stuff like that. Never had a problem wearing masks. I actually don't mind them, so I can like laugh at people without them seeing my face. And so here's hoping CO bounces back this year. I feel confident for 2022 in Daytona to go really big. Hope to work with AEW again. Nothing's ever official until it's official. But I've been going to some of their shows, still in contact with, Tony Khan and Kenny, see Kenny a lot. Hope to do that again, because 2019 was really, really special. If you were there, thank you. If you watched at home, thank you. That weekend can never be replicated, how special it was to be able to pull off all the things that my team did in one weekend, for the first time was incredible. So we will see how things go. I hope you guys are doing well. Fingers crossed for a CEO of any kind this year. And if I can't even do December, we'll figure that out. But, hopefully here's hoping to June, because any longer this, man, it's just been weighing down a lot of us, and I get it. And, you know, I've done my best to stay positive, getting the dog, just having a great mental reset. I was going so hard. I did 9 countries of events, in 2019, just nonstop, never having a break, but I loved it. But now that I got a break to be grounded, I'm like, okay, Alex, you're starting to age out, and, you need to take breaks and take care of yourself and relax. And I have, and I'm more than ready to get back into it and lead by positivity and just be helpful to everyone. I already am as helpful as I can be, especially a lot of online people running events that might not have done offline events don't understand what goes into an offline event, but online is just as complicated and as hard. It might not be any profits in it. It's really hard to charge people to play online, which I would never do. Evo Online is going to be free this year, which is great. And it's just tough to do that, because, people are could lose and not have a good experience or just get DQ'd because they didn't care to show up because it was online in their house. So we'll see what happens. I think fighting games are going to be stronger than ever when they do come back. Really, really, as a fan, looking forward to it. Like Tekken's on top, Street Fighter's on top, Guilty Gear is going to be huge. Who knows what else is in the works? I might, but I can't say anything. And just really excited for the future of fighting games. And I think the grassroots events are always going to be there to support. Please go support any locals, any events. If you don't have a good time, please give them your feedback to make it better so you can keep coming back and having a good time. And again, thank you so much for your support. I hope you guys are bouncing back. Don't forget to file your taxes. And I think that's it for this week. That was a lot. So thank you as always. Hope to see you in a live event sometime this year. And if not, you know where to find me. Jabali out.